92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Guys, it's Geek Week. A time for us to really celebrate all things geeky. And today, we were asking you, the listening audience, what comic book character, hero, or villain reminds you of someone in your family? Mm-hmm. And we got some great responses.
All right.
And so, let's hop to it. Here we go. Here are the things that you have said. These are heroes or villains that remind you of people in your family. Carol in St. George says, my husband is like Rocket. He has a hairy back and gets way too excited about guns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Yeah. Mike in St. George, he says, my older brother's like Captain America. He's an overgrown Boy Scout and he's really annoying.
Okay.
Okay, that was Mikey in St. George. Chuck in St. George, he says, my youngest brother is like Loki. He's constantly getting into trouble. He just can't help it. That's got to be a little bit exhausting.
Yeah.
All the time. To have someone that just cannot stay out of trouble for very long.
Yep.
Kristen in Cedar City, she says, my husband is Thor. Because when I met him, he was really buff, but now he's got a beer gut and he plays video games all day.
Aww. That's sad.
You know what? A Hemsworth is a Hemsworth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like a Ferrari. Sure.
Just be grateful that at one time he looked like that.
It's still good. Still good. This one is from Anonymous. Anonymous says, Thanos reminds me of my ex-wife, obsessed with jewelry and controlling the universe.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right.
There's reasons people are anonymous.
Yeah.
Samantha in St. George, she says, we call our teenager Groot because she only says three words at a time and then leaves. What's for dinner? Ugh. Leave. Matthew in Hurricane, he says, I'm going to say that my wife is like Spider-Man because she does rock climbing and wears yoga pants all day.
Okay.
Day. That's very logical.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. By the way, in case you're just joining us, the question is, what villain or hero reminds you of somebody in your family? Chris in Leverkin, he says, our 17-year-old daughter's car keeps breaking down, so I guess you could say she's Lois Lane. We have to save her all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect. Here's one. This one's from Anonymous. It says, when we were first married, my husband was the Flash, but over the years, he's learned to get better at it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In case there's kids listening, they're talking about ping pong, about playing ping pong. He's much better at it now.
Yeah.
He used to just hurry things up, and then he realized it wasn't a race. It was all about technique. Hey, what hero or villain reminds you of someone in your family? Let us know. 435-635-2921. Send us a text, or you can go on our Facebook page at B921Utah.
You're listening to
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Today's hit music.
B921.
We're back with B921's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
It is Geek Week.
It sure is.
And it being Geek Week, everything has got a really dorky theme to it. So, today's question, we want to ask you, what superhero or villain reminds you of someone in your family and why?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the text line right now
and find
out what people were saying. This one's from Lainey in Hurricane. She says, I know it's pretty dark, but I'm like Batman because both my parents are dead now.
Aw.
You're right. You know what, Lainey? That was dark.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
But it sounds like you're cool with it. I don't...
Wow.
Moving on.
All right.
Laura in St. George. She says, OMG, this is so funny because we were just talking about how my mother-in-law is like Drax. She does not understand sarcasm at all. We've all got that.
Yeah,
that was a joke, Mom. Oh.
Okay.
Matt in Ogden, all the way from Ogden.
Wow.
He says, I'm like Steve Rogers before he took the serum.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Good enough, scrawny. No problem in that. Doug in St. George, he says, my wife is like Wonder Woman.
What?
He then mentioned some stuff about a lasso, but this is a family show.
Oh, I, I was just thinking he could he could pull the truth out of anything. She could pull the truth out of anything.
Maybe that's what he was getting at, but, you know.
Best one so far.
We have to use our judgment here on the show.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, were saying the same thing, that their dad is their Superman. You know, very, very emotional on that one. Here's one from Danny in Cedar City. I once had a boss like the Incredible Hulk. He'd just get angry and yell all the time out of nowhere. We hated that guy. Yeah, we've all had that guy. Troy in St. George. He says, I have one artificial arm, so my friends call me the Winter Soldier.
Oh, cool.
He seems to be okay with it. I'm clapping right now. Listen, if he doesn't like that, you got to stop calling him the Winter Soldier. Yeah. Otherwise, that's a pretty cool nickname to have. Here we go. Melissa in St. George. She says, my brother-in-law is bald, and he's also a real estate agent, so I guess he's like Lex Luthor.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Lex Luthor was a real estate agent. This one comes from someone anonymous. Said, I once had a girlfriend like Harley Quinn, really, really hot, but super crazy.
I think, a lot of girlfriends.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. You just got to keep baseball bats from them. Once they start calling you Puddin', it's over. You run. And then finally, there's this one. Emma in Washington, she says, over the summer, my bald dad got a sunburn, and we all called him the Red Skull for a week.
Oh, wow. That's not nice.
That's funny. That's some good comedy
funny,
right there.
It's funny, but it's not nice.
That's right. Guys, come on. Stop calling him the Red Skull. He can take it. That's funny. Hey, what hero or villain reminds you of someone in your family? We want to hear about it. Send us a text, 435-635-2921. Coming up, we got B92.1's Drunk, High, or Crazy. Stick around.
You're listening to
The Mikey and the Missus Show.
Oh, yeah. Today's hit music.
B92.1.